praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your power working in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for how you are changing our lives into the way you want our lives to be. Thank you for your great grace that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord, because through your grace, we have been able to overcome temptations. Through your grace, we have been able to become stronger than our weaknesses. Through your grace, we have been able to function in your will and purposes for our lives. Thank you for your great grace upon us. Be glorified. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for prayers we have prayed and you answered them. We thank you, Lord, for battles we couldn't fight by our own strength. But you empowered us to fight and you gave us victories. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you are doing among us in this ministry. Thank you for how you visit us in this place. Thank you for how you help us in this place. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because you have not allowed your name to be mocked in our lives. You have not allowed us to be put to shame. You have defended your purposes in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that as we have come together at this time to seek you in prayer, to pour out our heart desires unto you, I ask, O God, that you meet every one of us at the point of our needs. I ask, O God, that you visit us and help us. I ask, O God, that you fill us with fire to pray at this time and prevail. Let your name be glorified in our midst. Let your Holy Spirit lead us to pray according to your will. Let your Holy Spirit fill our voices with your divine utterances. Help us, Father, to pray the kind of prayers you want us to pray. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we are going to take some worship songs Thereafter, we would go into prayer points.
How great thou art. Yes, Father.
You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are done us well. You are done us well. You have done us well, Jesus. You have done us well. You have done us well. You have done us well. You have done us well, Jesus. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, lift our hands in praise of your name. Lift our hands in praise of your name. Lift up your hands. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, lift our hands, lift our hands in praise of your name. Lift our hands in praise of your name. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, we worship you. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him with your voice, with your soul, with all your heart. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship Jesus. Worship the Most High God. Worship the Father of all spirits, the God of all gods. Worship the great and mighty God, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship him, for he's so gracious, he's so merciful, he's so kind, he's so loving, he's so wonderful, he's so powerful. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You are higher than everything. You are greater than everything. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You control the entire universe. Living things, non-living things. Visible and invisible things, physical and spiritual things. You control all things. You control all things. You determine the end of all things before they began. You are the Most High God. You speak and it comes to pass. You decree and they stood first. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. Your throne is greater than all. The foundation of your throne executes justice in all the earth. The roots of your throne execute dominion in all the earth. We worship you, Father. You make your enemies bow before you. You make them do what you want, even against their wish. Father, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your spirit in us. Thank you for your grace in us. Thank you for your power in us. Thank you for your strength in us. Thank you for your glory in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your kingdom in us. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and worshiped and given him thanks and praises. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, "My Father, thank you for being my Lord and Savior. Thank you for being my deliverer and redeemer. Thank you for being my great physician, the one who heals me." Open your mouth and begin to thank him for who he is in your life. Say, "My Father, thank you for being my Lord. Everlasting Father, thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my helper. Thank you for being the one who restores my life, the one who restores my soul, the one who revives me. Thank you for being the one who provides for me. Thank you for being the one who heals my sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for being the one who redeems me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. Thank you for being my life. Thank you for being the air that I breathe. Thank you for being my strength. Thank you for being my wisdom. Thank you for being my knowledge. Thank you for being my understanding of life. Thank you for being everything to me. Thank you for who you are in my life. For I am confident in who you are in my life. I am so confident. I am so confident in who you are in my life." Continue to speak to the Lord like that. Say, "Thank you for who you are in my life. For you cannot fail me. You cannot let me down. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Lord and Savior. Because I believe in you, I depend on you. Because I believe in you, I trust in you. Because I believe in you, I peg my life on you. I peg my days on you. I peg my decisions and choices on you. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen." Yeah, the Lord is telling me that some of you, the enemy is attacking you with confusion. Yeah, you are doing what is right, and the enemy is making you feel like you're not doing what is right, or you have not done what is right. Yeah, because he wants you to do contrary to the will of God. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, I mean, you are doing what is right, but the enemy is painting all manner of pictures in your mind, giving you negative impressions that is to lure you out of the will of God. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of confusion assigned to take me out of the wrong, to take me out of the right choices and decisions I have made, or I am making, or I am doing right now. See, I bind every spirit of confusion assigned to take me out of the right path I am treading on right now. I bind that spirit of confusion now in the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. Dije sagash de helani talgagala. Dine hedini kijila batasuzara. Jesiste het helegalia, Dabasha da Balasona Galasta, Nishisa Sadakatala, Jed Equisdea, Nebda the Haladis Hastadawa. Thank you, Lord. Begin to bind that spirit. Place your right hand on your head. Say, I bind every spirit of confusion assigned to take me out of the right path I am currently treading upon. Every spirit of confusion assigned to make me do contrary to the will of the Lord. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bind you now in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is interested in you as his child. Yeah, because if you are born again, you are a child of God, and the Lord is interested in you. You are important. You are important to him. He's interested in every part of your life. He's interested in everything you do. Yeah. The Lord wants to be part. He wants to be part of everything you do with your life. Everything you do. Including things that you think is not necessary to be spiritual, to be spiritual. Including those areas of your life you think is not spiritual. The Lord is interested in every part of your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I open up my life for your operations. I open up my life for your instructions. I open up my life for your directions. Say, Father, I want you to get involved in every area of my life. I want to do everything under your supervision. I want to do everything in my life under your direction. Oh Lord, I open up my life to you. Get involved. Practically, get involved. Get involved. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Get involved, oh God. Get involved in every area of my life. I open up my life. Begin to pray like that, sincerely, with sincerity. Begin to say, Father, I open up every area of my life to you. I want you to get involved in everything I do. I want you to get involved in every area of my life. Oh, Lord, come in. I welcome your operations. I welcome your instructions. I welcome your directions. I want to do all things under your control. I want to do all things under your lordship and leadership. I want to do all things under your supervision. Oh Lord, get involved with every part of my life. Get involved with in every part of my life. I believe you're praying that prayer sincerely. I believe you're praying that prayer sincerely. Say, Father, I want you to be part of every fragment of my life. Thank you, Lord. Every part of my life. I want you to be involved. In the name of Jesus, I want you to be involved. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So why is God interested in every part of your life? Because he wants to make them better. He wants to showcase his glory. He wants to reveal his glory in every part of your life. In every part of your life. That is why he's interested. Yeah, that is why he's interested. He wants to manifest His glory. He wants to show the world that this is my daughter, this is my son, and I am pleased with her, I am pleased with him. Just as he did all manner of signs and wonders to show the world that Jesus is his son and that he is happy with him. Yeah, he even spoke from heaven to that effect. So you are going to pray. God wants to manifest his glory in your life. That is why you want to be part of every area of your life. So people will say, when it comes to this aspect, you have common sense. Use your common sense. That is a lie. Yeah, some people will say, use your common sense to judge certain issues of your life. You don't have to spiritualize everything. That is a false doctrine. God wants to rule every area of your life. He wants to be a part of every area of your life. Your marriage, everything. The way you spend money, He wants to be a part of everything. So you are going to pray again. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, I want you involved in every part of my life so that you may demonstrate the greatness of your glory through my life. You are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I want you involved in every part of my life so that you may demonstrate the greatness of your glory through my life before the eyes of everyone in the earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray because that is God's mission in your life. He wants to be involved in every part of your life. And He wants to reveal the greatness of His glory through your life for every eye to see, even for witches and wizards to see, even for principalities and powers of darkness to see. He wants everyone to see the greatness of His glory through your life. So begin to say, Father, I welcome you into every part of my life. I welcome you into every part of my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, I invite you into every part of my life. Get involved. I want you to get involved. Thank you, Lord. In my family, in my marriage, in my calling, in my ministry, in my gifts, talents, spiritual gifts, in my health, I want you to get involved. As a Christian, you're not supposed to depend on drugs and doctors. God wants to be involved in your health. Continue to pray, say, Lord, every part of my life, in my business, in my career, Lord, I want you involved. I want you to get involved. I want you in every area of my life. I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me. I want you to control every part of my life. That your glory, that the greatness of your glory may be revealed through my life in all the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand again. You're going to say, Father, I want to see your authority practically and visibly demonstrated in my life. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, I want to see your authority being practically demonstrated in my life, visibly demonstrated in my life, to the shame of Satan, to the shame of agents of Satan, to the shame of princes of darkness, to the shame of witches and wizards, to the shame of all my enemies, Lord, demonstrate your authority in every area of my life to put darkness to shame in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Dijosegoshi daratalala. Nidieke diasuza. Levash to hit hand of Idia. Niteke dubashalala. Nesijitande eglahasudabala. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Father, I want to see your authority practically demonstrated, visibly demonstrated in every area of my life, to the shame of Satan, to the shame of principalities and powers of darkness, to bring all my enemies to shame. Oh Lord, demonstrate your authority. Demonstrate your authority in my spirit. Demonstrate your authority in my soul. Demonstrate your authority in my body. To put all your enemies to shame. Demonstrate your authority in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Demonstrate your authority. Demonstrate your authority in my body system. Lord, demonstrate your authority. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand what authority means. Authority is greater than power. The authority of God's kingdom is greater than the power of God's kingdom. Authority follows after power. Yeah, after authority has been established, then power flows. Yeah. So authority is a kind of control. Yeah. The kingdom authority is a kind of control that set things in place they should be, that set things in order. Yeah. So when the authority of the Lord is being demonstrated in your life, Satan will willingly live your life, because the authority of God will show him where he's supposed to be, that he's not supposed to be in your life. He's supposed to be out or outside of your life. Yeah, so you're going to pray. It's similar to how a policeman will stand on the roadside or in the middle of the road, and the policeman will raise up his hand. Yeah, and then, you know, whoever the driver is, even if the driver is the most important person in the world, as long as you see that policeman raise up his hand, you have to stop the vehicle. Yeah, you have to stop. Because if you don't stop, you'll be in trouble. You'll be in trouble with the law. Yeah. So if God can establish his authority in your life, then you will see judgment happen to your enemies. You will see great victories happen. You will see power function without any restriction. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, enthrone the authority of your kingdom in every part of my life, to put the devil and his agents where they are supposed to be. When the authority of God manifests in your life, demons will have to leave and go to where they are supposed to be, which is outside of your life, which is in darkness, not in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enthrone your authority in every area of my life to put the devil and his host where they belong. You're going to say, Father, enthrone your authority, the authority of your kingdom in my life, to put sicknesses and diseases where they belong, to put poverty where it belongs, to put oppressions, pollutions, captivities of darkness where they belong. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Deheshti lahatas giva ni jisala de deshti debala masha sasha dat edishilia. In the name of Jesus, enthrone, O God, your kingdom authority in every part of my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Authority is going to set boundaries. Authority set boundaries to your enemy. Authority showed them how far they can go. Authority showed them that they don't belong in your life. Authority of heaven destroys everything Satan is doing in your life. So begin to pray with passion. Pray with desperation. Say, Father, enthrone your kingdom authority in every part of my life. Thank you, Lord. Enthrone your kingdom authority. Father, enthrone your kingdom authority. Father, enthrone your kingdom authority in every part of my life. To put darkness where they belong. To put devil and his host where they belong. To put the oppressions of darkness where they belong. Enthrone the authority of your kingdom in every part of my life. I believe you're praying like that. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, in my body, Lord, enthrone your kingdom authority. To put sicknesses, weaknesses, and diseases where they belong. In my soul, enthrone your kingdom authority to put negative thoughts, feelings, emotions where they belong. In my spirit, enthrone your kingdom authority. Now, in the name of Jesus, in my environment, enthrone your kingdom authority to put darkness and the forces of darkness where they belong. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, also you need to know that everything God created obeys the authority of the Almighty God. Everything God created. And you know that God created darkness. He created the light. He created physical things. He created invisible things. God created everything. So everything God created, they listen, they respond to the authority of the kingdom of God. They don't have a choice. They listen to God's authority. They obey God's authority, including God's enemies. They have to obey God's authority, including the weather, the wind, the sky, the earth. Even the earth obeys God's authority. Even the plants obeys God's authority. The animals, the insects, they obey God's authority. Even the planets outside the sky, everything that is created by God, they obey his authority. They obey his authority. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, glorify your kingdom authority in every area of my life. glorify your kingdom authority in every part of my life, and make everything you have created to everything you have created, make them to walk in line with the fulfillment of my destiny. You're going to say, Father, glorify your kingdom authority in my life, and make everything you created to walk in line, to agree with the fulfillment of your purposes in my life, to work for the fulfillment of your purposes in my life, to work for the fulfillment of your will for my life. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand as you pray that prayer. Helishiha tashiradiya. Mashtenehenekata. Dradesa jilengata. Geshishtenehenebliyidiya. Hekte dadaradijalalala. O God of heaven and the earth. O God of all flesh. O God of all creatures, glorify your kingdom authority in my life. Magnify your kingdom authority in my life. And begin to make everything you created to work for your purposes in my life, to serve your purposes in my life. In the name of Jesus, Jesus and guitar. Drandiji bisia tajara, nujesuzabashatala, hedek tajara. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Whether they are physical things or spiritual, whether they are visible things or invisible, whether they are living or non-living, Lord, in as much as you created them, Lord, compel them to serve your purposes in my life by your kingdom authority in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, magnify the authority of your kingdom in my life, and begin to compel, whether they agree or not, Lord, compel everything you have created to serve your purposes for my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I remember the day the Lord was explaining his name to me. Yeah, his name, which is Yahweh, the Lord. Yeah. So he said, according to that name, he can enforce the fulfillment of his will in the earth and in the lives of his children, whether anybody agree or not. Yeah. So when God wants to bless you, when God wants to help you, God is not going to consider the restrictions on ground against that help. God is not going to consider the limitations on ground. He will not consider whether the economy of your country is bad or good. God will not consider whether you were born to a family that is highly infested with demons or witchcraft. God doesn't look at that. All he does is that he looks at himself as the Lord. Why? Because once God makes the move, all those things that you think our limitations, our barriers, our restrictions, then we have no choice than to give way. That is what it means to be the Lord, and that is authority. The Lord does these things by His authority as the Lord. So if He wants to help you, which I believe He has come to help you, then stop looking at what you consider to be restrictions, to be barriers, to be limitations. Stop looking at the things that makes it look like your breakthrough is impossible. Stop looking at those things, because God don't see those things. As far as God is concerned, those things don't exist. The barriers, the limitations, the weaknesses, the problems that are in your life, as far as heaven is concerned, they don't exist. Yeah, because all God needs to do is just to move. So you're going to pray. If you believe in the Lordship of Jesus and in the authority that goes with His Lordship, then I want you to pray this prayer with the whole of your heart. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Manifest the authority of your Lordship in my life. And enforce your will to happen. I don't know if you believe. You're going to say, Father, manifest the authority of your Lordship in my life, in my days, and enforce the fulfillment of your will. Enforce your will to happen. Enforce your will to prevail in my life, irrespective of the forces that don't want your will to prevail. Lord, because you are greater than them all, manifest the authority of your Lordship, of your dominion in my life, and enforce your will to prevail. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yes. Oh God of Israel, manifest. Thank you, Lord. Manifest the authority of your Lordship in my life. Manifest the authority of your Lordship in my marriage. Manifest the authority of your Lordship in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. Oh God of Israel, manifest the authority of your Lordship in every area of my life, and begin to enforce your will to prevail. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, don't stop. Manifest the authority of your Lordship. Now, in the name of Jesus, until your will is done. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't want to know what the devil is doing in your life. The only thing I want to know is what the Lord is doing in your life, and what the Lord is able to do in your life. Yeah, I don't want to know what the devil is doing. Yeah, you know, some time ago I used to be so conscious of what the devil is doing, and it brought great limitations into my life. Yeah, until God corrected me and said I should be concerned about what He is doing and not what the enemy is doing. Yeah, because it is what He is doing that matters. Yeah, because the enemy cannot stop him. The enemy cannot stop him. So you should focus on what the Lord is doing in your life. not what the enemy is doing. Of course, you will see what the enemy is doing, but don't focus on it. Focus on what the Lord is doing. Focus on what the Lord is able to do in your life. Focus on the ability of God in your life, not the strength of the devil. Some people, they pray in fear. They pray through fear. And that is why their prayers are not being answered. They pray with fear, not with faith. They pray, you know, with fear of the enemy, because they are scared of the enemy, because they saw one terrible dream. And they began to pray with fear. Even as they are praying, they are looking around whether the devil is in the room to strike them. That is not how you should pray. You should pray with faith in the ability of God that is in your life. Yeah, that is the kind of prayer that will work. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge your ability in my life. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge your ability in my life. Let impossible things begin to become possible by the reason of your ability in my life. Say, Father, let impossible things begin to become possible. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and pray like that. Father, let impossible things. Thank you, Lord. Impossible things, let them begin to become possible by the reason of your ability in my life, by the reason of your ability in my body, by the reason of your ability in my soul, by the reason of your ability in my spirit, by the reason of your ability in my environment. Oh, Lord, begin to make impossible things possible. As it is written, that with you, nothing shall be impossible. Lord, by the reason of your ability in my life, thank you, Lord, make impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord. Make impossible things possible. Make impossible things possible. What the doctor said is impossible, Lord, make it possible now. What everyone is saying, it's impossible. Lord, by the reason of your ability in my life, make it possible now. Make it possible now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Even what the devil has been deceiving me to believe that it is impossible. Lord, right now, I believe in your ability. Make impossible things possible in my life, in my ministry, in my calling, in my destiny. Make impossible things possible, O God. Make impossible things possible, O God, by the reason of your ability in my life. Make impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, God began to terrorize the Egyptians in the Bible because he was going to have his way. And Pharaoh, together with the other leaders, don't want him to have his way. Yeah, he said, God said, let my people go. But Pharaoh said, no, your people cannot go anywhere. And God said, all right, then you will see my anger. You will see my terror. And God began to terrorize the entire realm, the entire nation. He began to do strange things. Things all the gods of Egypt have not seen before. Things all the priests and priestesses of their idols and gods I've not seen before. Things of the magicians and sorcerers and astrologers I've not seen before. God began to do terrible things. He began to afflict them until they release the people of God. Yeah, and that is what God is going to do to your enemies. What he did to the Egyptians is what he's about to do to your enemies. That is what he's about to do to your oppressors. Those who are saying you can't go anywhere. Those who are saying try and move and see if you will move, because you can't move to anywhere. We cannot let you go beyond this level. God is about to show them his terror. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O God of Israel, begin to afflict the oppressors of my life and destiny with great terrors until I am released to fulfill destiny. I'm going to repeat myself again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O God of Israel, begin to afflict the oppressors of my life and destiny with great terrors until I am released to fulfill destiny. Until they step out of my way, until I am liberated to fulfill calling and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As you afflicted the Egyptians to release the children of Israel, O God, arise. Begin to afflict the oppressors of my life. Begin to afflict the oppressors of my marriage, the oppressors of my marital life, the oppressors of my family, the oppressors of my calling, the oppressors of my destiny. Whoever they are, whatever they are, arise, O God of Israel. Begin to afflict them with great terrors, with terrors they cannot bear, with unbearable pains, unbearable terrors, until my life is released to fulfill destiny. Arise, O God. As you did to the Egyptians, arise and do the same now concerning my life and destiny. Arise, O God, begin to afflict the oppressors of my life. Begin to afflict the oppressors of my calling with great terrors, with unbearable terrors, unbearable pains. Thank you, Lord. Until I am released to become who you want me to be in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. As you have said those words, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. We are still praying. It got to a point that the magicians, the astrologers of Egypt, the sorcerers, their so-called wise men, they began to find, they began to search what is behind all these terrors. What is behind, who is behind all these afflictions? And then, in all their findings, they said, "This He's the finger of God. Yeah, they told Pharaoh, they said, this is the finger of God. They said, you can't keep these people under captivity. You have to release them because now this is the finger of God. So I began to wonder, how do they know that it is the finger of God doing it? Yeah, so like I said earlier, when God manifests his authority, the enemy will know where they belong. They will know that this is God and we can't dare to face him because we can never win against him. And they will just withdraw. They will know where they belong because no one can question his authority. No one. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, magnify your kingdom authority in my life. And begin to show my enemies that my life is a no-go area. Manifest your kingdom authority in my life and begin to show all forces of darkness that I am untouchable, as it is written, touch not my anointed one and do my prophets no harm. Lord, begin to show all the forces of darkness that I am untouchable, that I am invincible, that I am indestructible in the name of Jesus, that my life is a no-go area, that they should not dare to near my life. Lord, magnify your kingdom authority. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There's a presence of God that the kingdom of darkness will begin to see in your life and they'll begin to run. There's a level of light of God they will begin to see and they'll begin to run because they can't dare come closer. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Say, magnify. Thank you, Lord. I love this prayer. Begin to pray. Begin to say, Father, magnify your kingdom authority in my life. Magnify your kingdom authority in my life. And begin to show the forces of darkness, the agents of darkness, that my life is untouchable. Thank you, Lord. That I am indestructible. That my life is a no-go area. Lord, magnify your authority in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying. You're going to pray. They said, this is the finger of God. Yeah, because once the finger of God is against something, that finger remains pointed until that thing that God is against is utterly destroyed or taken out of the way. Yeah, that is what the finger of God does. It's just like you point your hand, you point your finger to something. And then you say, I don't want this thing here again. Yeah. And then the hand remains stretched forth. Yeah, as long as the finger of God remains stretched forth, everything that God does not want to see, they start running away. They start fading away. So even in your life, I can see the finger of God stretch forth concerning your life. Stretch forth against everything God does not want in your life. Now, I'm not just saying this to make you feel excited. I'm seeing what I am seeing. That the finger of God is pointed forward against everything that God does not want to see in your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the finger of God be stretched forth against everything God does not want to see in my life. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the finger of God be stretched forth against everything God does not want to see him alive, until they all perish, until they all fade away, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The finger of God is judgmental, is highly destructive. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let the finger of God be pointed against everything that is against God in my life. Let the finger of God be stretched forth against everything that God does not want in my life, until they all fade away, until they all disappear, until they are utterly destroyed, until they are uprooted. Let the finger of God be pointed against everything the enemy is doing in my life. Let the finger of God be pointed against everything the kingdom of darkness are doing against my life, until they are utterly wasted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus te ki de la karabala. Baro de kagele ashta. Tesu janama tazu gashtiriya. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I remember some time ago, I was so concerned about many things going on in my life. I mean, many negative things. And I began to seek the Lord. I began to pray for a long time in God's presence. Yeah. And in the midst of my prayers, the Lord came to me. And he came to me, he said, I don't know how to explain it to you. Yeah, but I'll try to make you understand. He said, I am going to reveal to you what God is saying about this situation. So it's more or less like saying, the Spirit of God spoke first before I was fortunate to hear what God is saying. Yeah, I might not be able to explain to you, but I, at certain point, would hear from the Holy Spirit. At a certain point, I will hear from the throne of God in heaven. You know, just like something thundered from heaven. You know, when rain is falling, how thunderings, how they strike from heaven. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So at certain point, I will see myself hearing from the Spirit of God. And at a certain point, I will see myself hearing from God. And His voice will come like thunder. Like lightning and thunder from His throne. And usually, He doesn't speak much. When I hear Him like that, He just speaks just little words. Now, this is what I'm saying. So the Spirit of the Lord said, I'm going to make you hear what God is saying about these situations. Yeah. And shortly after that, what I heard from heaven, yeah, from the throne of God, was just two words. And that is, God said, I should go on. So I was like, what does the word go on? Or maybe, let me put it this way, like move forward. Yeah. Yeah. Or you can say, but actually it was go on, but it actually meant like continue to move forward. And the Holy Spirit began to interpret to me that those words means that God is standing against whatever does not want you to move forward. So He's telling you, you go on and let those bastards, devils, try to stop. It's like God saying, you move on. I mean, it's like God telling you that you move forward and let me see what the devil will do to stop you. Something like that. Yeah, immediately I understood what those two words mean. Go on. Yeah, so it's like God saying, you move forward. And let me see who can stop you. So meaning that He was against, He made Himself against whoever wants to stop me. So they will have to fight God to stop me. And if they cannot win God, then they cannot stop me. Yeah, I believe God is saying the same thing to you. I just remembered that encounter. And I know there's a reason. So I believe God is saying the same thing to some of you right here, right now. That you are going to move forward and no devil will be able to stop you. They might have been stopping you for some time, but now they will not be able to stop you. So you are going to raise up your right hand and you are going to pray like this. You are going to say, Father, magnify the greatness of you in my life. Move me forward and let no one be able to stop me. You're going to say, Father, magnify the greatness of you in my life. Move me forward. Make no one be able to stop me. Move me forward. Let every barrier see your greatness and run. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, je de katala. Mandi, je de halantejda. Say, Lord, magnify the greatness of you in my life, in the journey of my life. Make me move forward and make no power, make no darkness be able to stop me. Make me rise and let no darkness be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, manifest yourself, manifest your greatness against every power that is standing on my way to stop me. Manifest the greatness of you, O Lord, against every agent of darkness, principalities of darkness, forces of hell that are standing on my way to stop me. Let them see your greatness. Let them see your greatness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, magnify the greatness of you against forces of darkness. Standing on my way to stop me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it is important that you are sensitive to God's timing in your life. It is important that you are sensitive to God's timing for your life, if I can put it that way. And that you know what to do in that season God has chosen to visit you and to help you. Yeah, some people, they don't know what to do in the season God has chosen to help them. And that is why they missed God's help. They missed God's visitation. Because they were not sensitive to the time God has chosen to visit them. In fact, it was that time they began to misbehave. It was at that time they began to even hate God and do contrary to the will of God. And I don't want that to be your portion. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to be sensitive to God's timing for my life. Help me to be sensitive to God's seasons for my life. Help me to be sensitive to the time of my divine visitation. And help me to know what to do so that I will not miss God's visitation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to be sensitive to the time and the season God has chosen to visit me. And help me to know what to do at that time, in that season, to not miss God's visitation, to not miss God's help, to not miss God's blessings. Lord, teach me to be sensitive, thank you, Lord, to the time and season you have chosen to visit me. Spirit of God, teach me to be sensitive to the time and seasons God has chosen to visit me. And help me to do what must be done to partake of God's visitations. In the name of Jesus, help me not to be be foolish. Help me not to be foolish. Help me not to do contrary to God's visitations. Help me, Spirit of God. Help me, Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray? I see the Lord giving some of you blessings you do not deserve. I see the Lord giving some of you promotion you do not deserve, taking you to heights you do not deserve. I mean, you have no rights to have those things. I'm not talking about things that you have rights to have, but you have no right to have those things. You have no right to climb to that place. You don't deserve it. there you have no qualification. But God is going to take you there. That is what I'm seeing right now. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the multitudes of your mercies, lift me up to great heights I do not deserve. Release into my life great blessings I do not deserve. Let this prophecy come to pass in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God gave the Israelites blessings they don't deserve. He gave them land they don't deserve. A land flowing with milk and honey. He gave them properties they did not work to build. He gave them vineyards they never labor to establish. God wants to do the same thing for you. If you believe, pray that this prophecy will come to pass in your life. Say, Father, by the multitudes of your mercies, lift up my life to heights I do not deserve. Heights I have no right to attain. Heights I do not qualify for. By the multitudes of your mercies, thank you, Lord. Give me blessings I do not deserve. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 7 more prayer points. And you're going to pray like this. I want you to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every power of darkness, turning my body against me. Turning my body system against me. Turning my emotions, my feelings against me. Every power of darkness, turning my body against me, I bind you now in Jesus' name. Begin to pray like that. Ligle deroshte basa, mashe dekujdeya, ligle dorata le blahashte hisuara dijdeya, dijisuzijuaso de tejdeya. Thank you, Lord. Every spirit of darkness, agents of darkness, powers of darkness, turning my body system against me, turning the organs of my body against me, turning my health against me, I bind you now in Jesus' name. I bind you now in Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, I bind you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every cloud of darkness. Arrest and melt away every cloud of darkness, making a controlling the affairs of my life against my life. Controlling the affairs of my life against the purpose of God for my life. Fire of God, arrest and destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. a fire of the Holy Ghost. Arrest and destroy clouds of darkness, turning their fears of my life against the will of God for my life, controlling their fears of my life against the will of God for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt them. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them. Destroy them. Jeshe disolia. Dihikete judebala dianana. Suzishto kiato shinebalala. Nihitegele glishida. Begin to pray. Every network of darkness, clouds of darkness, webs of darkness that are turning the affairs of my life against the will of God for my life, be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Lord. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Every cloud of darkness that has formed upon your life, that has formed over your environment, formed over your head, to ensure that the things of your life, the activities of your life, the affairs of your life does not go in line with the will of God, I decree that rain of fire from heaven begin to melt them now. Rain of fire, Jesus, so celebrate today. Melt them now, melt them now, melt them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, shield me against every death attack from the realm of darkness. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, shield me against every death attack from the realm of darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lijisa segatashada. Nituhele hi teshtuhalada. In the name of Jesus, shield me, blood of Jesus. Shield my mind. Shield my brain. Shield my body system. Shield my life against every death attack from the kingdom of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, shield me. Shield my family. Shield my spouse. Shield my children. Shield my siblings. Begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, shield me against every death attack from the dark kingdom. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. Yeah. I think I have said it before in one of our previous prayer sessions. I said it is important that you stop seeing things as they appear to you physically. Yeah. Yeah, I said we need to begin to see things as they really are. You need to begin to see the original identity of things that are in this world, even creatures that are in this world, beings that are in this world. You need your spiritual eyes to be opened. Some human beings are not human beings. Some human beings are animals. Some are reptile creatures. Some human beings are demons. Some human beings, they are product of experiments. They just put some certain things together in the laboratory, in the underworld. And they just make them look like human beings and send them into the world on assignment. So to you, they look like humans, but they are not humans. They are something else. Yeah. Oh, except you begin to see things as they really are. There are so many battles you will not win. And there are so many heights you will not be able to attain. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Spirit of God, open up my eyes to begin to see everything in this world as they really are. Not as they appear to be, but as they really are. Say, Spirit of God, open up my eyes. Spirit of God, open up my eyes. There are some people that I can't even talk to them because they are not humans. I can't even pick their phone calls because they are not from this room, from this earth, or they are not of this earth. They are of another world that is against the kingdom I belong. So begin to pray, say, Spirit of God, open up my eyes. Open up my eyes. There's some food items I cannot eat because they look like food, but they are demons. They are not food. They are demons. Begin to pray, say, Spirit of God, open up my eyes. Open up my eyes. Open up my eyes to begin to see everything in this world as they really are. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The Spirit of God, open up my eyes. Open up the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my spirit to accurately discern the original identity of everything I see in this world. I don't know if you are desperate for this kind of awakening and revival in your spirit. Say, Spirit of God, open up my eyes. Yeah, maybe there's someone you talk to, and that is why nothing is moving in your life. Because every time you are talking to that person, you are not talking to just one person. You are talking to a kingdom of darkness. And once they know your plans, they make sure that those plans don't come to pass. So maybe even your close friend is a representative of the kingdom of darkness. But how will you know if you are so blind? Yeah, maybe the person you call a prophet is a representative of an agent, is an agent representing a kingdom of darkness. Ask God to open your eyes to begin to see people as they really are, not as they appear. Oh God, open up my eyes. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, open up my eyes. Open up the eyes of my heart. Oh God of heaven and the earth, oh God of all flesh, open up the eyes of my spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, Let every good thing I have lost to the realm of darkness be recovered right now by your mighty power. Every good thing I have lost to witchcraft, every good thing in my life I have lost to the enemy, Lord, let them be recovered. Let them be restored now by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every good thing I have lost, every good thing I have lost, my health that has been lost, every good thing in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my life, in my destiny, that has been lost to darkness, lost to the enemy. Oh Lord, let them all be recovered and restored. Thank you, Lord. Right now, by your mighty power, in Jesus' name, everything I have lost to the realm of darkness, Father, let them be restored now. Let them be restored now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to take battle to the gates of the enemy. Yeah, the kingdom of heaven is raising up warriors who will go to the gates of the enemy to fight them. Who will go and meet the enemy. Offensive, I'm talking about offensive warriors. Yeah, not people that only pray when problem comes. Yeah, not people that they only pray when they feel attacked. But people that they charge against the enemy. People that take the battle to the gates of the enemy. And begin to fight them. These are the kind of warriors heaven is raising at this time. So you're going to pray for yourself. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to take the battle, to take the fight to the gates of the enemy. Yeah, not that you just sit down and you're waiting for the enemy to come before you fight the enemy, but that you take the battle to the gates of the enemy. Begin to say, I receive strength to do this. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. Open your mouth and pray like that. See, I receive strength to take warfare to the gates of the enemy. I receive strength to take the battle to the gates of the enemy. I receive strength now. I receive strength now to be bold. I receive strength to be bold, to be fearless. I receive strength to take the battle, to take the war, the fight to the gates of the enemy. I receive strength to pursue the enemy and kill them all and waste them all. I receive strength. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when Jesus was talking about the church, he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Yeah, so the church is supposed to take the battle to the gates of hell. You know, when God was training me to make war in the realms of the spirit, he trained me to fight at the gates, and not just at the gates, even to enter into the camp of the enemy and to fight in the midst of their realm. Yeah, and to fight alone, because he's with me and I win a lot of battles. So he began to show me that in the realm of the mind are so many gates of the enemy. Yeah. You think the enemy is just the witches and wizards? You think the enemy is flesh and blood? No. The enemy is more than that. The enemy is more than that. Yeah, have you ever considered the lust in your mind as a gate of hell? Have you ever considered that? Have you ever considered the hunger in your life as a gate of hell? Have you ever considered that? Have you ever considered love of money, greed, covetousness as a gate of hell? Now you are looking for, you know, some big enemies, yeah, that you can see physically. Whereas there are some that is very close to you, very close to your mind. Are you fighting them? Yeah, because all those things, they are gates of hell. Gates of hell is anything that is able to pull you into the depths of darkness. If that thing overcome you, you become swallowed up by the depths of darkness. So they are the hook. Just like you throw a hook into the river to catch a fish. So the gates of hell are what is hooking people and pulling them into deep darkness. Have you ever considered fornication as a gate of hell? Adultery, sexual sins, masturbation. Have you ever considered those things as the gates of hell? Because they are gates of hell. And they are your most stubborn enemy. They are, you know, it is more important that you win those gates of hell than you win witches and wizards. Because if you can prevail against such darkness that is very close to you, then you can prevail over any other darkness coming from anywhere. Whether they are from occultic people or witchcraft, if you can overcome the darkness within you, you can overcome any darkness coming from anywhere. I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking from experience. If you can overcome the darkness of pride, the darkness of lust, the darkness of unbelief, doubts, if you can overcome these darkness that are within you, bitterness, hatred, anger, there is no darkness you can't overcome. I'm telling you what I know. There's no other darkness, no other power you won't overcome. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to defeat every gate of hell that surrounds me to enslave me. Now say, I receive strength to defeat, to overcome every gate of hell that have surrounded my life to swallow up my life, to swallow up my soul. I receive strength to defeat them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Beshona hatia. In dente huleste esuzashada. Timedekalashta hatalagalashda. Mediusara hishdekiatashada. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive strength to defeat, to overcome every gate of hell that has surrounded me, to swallow up my life. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are passionate about this prayer. Begin to pray. You must defeat gates of hell. There are some gates of hell that if you don't defeat them, you will not get it right in your marriage. You will not be able to get it right in your marriage. You will marry the wrong person, or you will never have a good marriage till you die, because you have not defeated that gate of hell. There are gates of hell that unless you defeat, you will not do well in ministry. You will fail in ministry, in your ministry, in your calling. You will fail. Yeah, there are gates of hell that unless you defeat them, you will not be able to have a lasting blessing, especially greed, covetousness. You will not be able to enjoy God's riches and wealth if you have not defeated gates of hell like greed, like covetousness. So I want you to be passionate about this prayer. Thank you, Lord. See, I receive strength to defeat every gate of hell that have surrounded my soul, surrounded my life, to swallow up my life, to enslave my life. See, I receive strength now in Jesus' name. I receive strength. I receive strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. And just like I have said before, many of the prayer points we pray here are not what you can pray very well now. That is why I have said that you have to go over these prayers. And that is why we send the audios to the platforms. You have to go over these prayers and pray them over and over again so that they can cause the changes and transformation that is needed in your life. Well, it's for your own good. Yeah, it's not like I'm hiding anything from that. I'm not gaining anything from that. Yeah, but it's for your own good, because this is your life we are talking about. Yeah, some of these prayer points, I as a person would like to pray some of them, just one, for more than 20 minutes or 30 minutes, just one prayer point. I would like to pray some of these prayer points for over 30 minutes, just one, before I move to the next one, to tell you how serious it is. The more you pray, the more you receive grace that changes life. The more you receive the grace that will change your life. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. And Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. And thank you for your faithfulness we have enjoyed in so many ways. Thank you for your great love and mercy. Thank you for battles you decided to fight for us. And you made us stand still to watch the victory. King of glory, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we thank you for this prayer session. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray in the Spirit and through the leading of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone hearing my voice right now, I ask that you show every life mercy at this time in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will receive mercy from the Lord. In this season, in this time, where God is about to change your life, where God has determined to change your life, to help you, I pray for you that you will receive mercy from the Lord. You will receive mercy and God will not leave your life out as he goes about changing people's lives. Your whole life will not be left out. In the name of Jesus, every cause on your life that is pushing God's mercy away from your life, I decree that that cause is broken right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. That cause is broken right now. In the name of Jesus, it is time for you to be visited by the Lord. It is time for God to change your life. Therefore, you shall have testimonies because the Lord shall visit you. The Lord shall help you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that places many people could not bring out any profit, any gain, you will go to the same place and you will from the same place bring out a lot of profit and gain and benefits in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every attack of the enemy that have been succeeding over your life up to this moment, by the authority of the Almighty God, in my life, that attack shall not succeed anymore. By the authority of the Most High God, in my voice, I decree that every attack of the enemy that has been prevailing over you up to now shall no longer prevail. In the name of Jesus, the finger of God shall strike your enemies to death. In the name of Jesus, the finger of God shall strike the battles of darkness rising against you to death. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so I've come to the end of the session. The Lord bless you.